Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 4, 2024. What kind of connection does the Creator require of us? Question: Today, the same dramatic events are taking place in the world as in the time of Mordecai. What kind of connection does the Creator require from us now as a group? Answer: Absolutely the same unity as then. We must unite in such a way as to show all humanity how to achieve this unity and what it gives to each of the people in this world and in the next world. By trying to achieve unity, we will invite the influence of the upper light upon us. Then, under its effect, we will gain such strength that will help us drive away our enemies so that they do not dare to approach us. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 21, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam. There is a certain people How can we become more chai? Question: How can each of us become more chai and call upon the group to unite? The group is our world, after all. Answer: A person who feels that the most important thing is the unification of all people is called more chai, from the word more draw, light of freedom. He attracts the light of the Creator from above, which unites all people. And therefore, in such an action there is a possibility of defeating the most evil force, the force of Haman. Question: So we should do this on Purim so that we lead the group to correction? Answer: Not only on Purim, but all the time throughout the year. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 21, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam. There is a certain people Until we do not know you from me. Our goal is to connect to such an extent until we do not know, exactly as it is said in Purim. That is, I do not want and do not ask for anything other than connection between us, which turns into an empty vessel ready for the revelation of the Creator, the revelation of the entire spiritual ladder. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 25, 2024. Writings of Rabash Purim, and the commandment, until he does not know. The quality of Queen Esther. Question: What is the quality of Queen Esther in us? Answer: This is the quality of Malkhut, which is ready to be in concealment so that we can get closer to receiving the upper light. Question: If Esther is a beautiful desire, ready to connect with the Creator, then how can it be in concealment? Answer: We all have a simple physical property. If our desires are similar, then we understand each other. If they are different, then not. Esther's name comes from the word Astara, concealment. People who are not in this desire do not see it. Therefore, no one understands or feels it, except Mordechai, because he offered her qualities to his master the king. Question: Is concealment her role? Answer: Yes, in women this quality manifests itself differently, especially in the spiritual world. Question: What is it, and how can we use it? Answer: We narrow our talim and try to restrict them so that they are not accidentally filled with light, because then we will be forced to receive it for ourselves. Therefore, we must praise modesty, that is, to do everything as to be far away from egoistic reception. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 24, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam. Haman Pockets. So that Haman disappears forever. The tree of knowledge of good and evil is the vegetative degree, and Haman is the next animate degree. Haman intended to use this tree to oppress people, but in the end, the tree, the vegetative quality of the soul, made it so that he was found guilty, and he was hanged precisely on this tree. Question: How can we identify Haman in the group and correct him? Answer: There is no need to focus specifically on this. We just need all together to come closer to the Creator. Haman is a quality that exists in each person to some extent. We must unite in such a way as to separate this egoism from ourselves and hate it to the extent that it disappears from our horizon. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 25, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam Haman from the Torah, from where? Desires Haman and Mordechai. Question. We are trying to connect our desires in the work of the ten. Which of them are called Haman and which are called Mordechai? Answer. Egoistic, uncorrected desires that cannot yet unite are called Haman. And the small desires, striving for an imperceptible, literally tiny unity, are called Mordechai. This is a very small light, the light of Hasidim, which shines a little in the Kelim of Haman. We need to put all this in order. The fact is that the desire Haman consists of ten desires called his ten sons. They are almost impossible to correct. Therefore, we eventually turn with them to the Creator, and they disappear under the influence of the upper light. And the other desires we can correct and fill, and thus get closer and closer to the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 24, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam Haman Pockets. Rise above the level of Haman. Question. In the initial stage of spiritual correction, we try to connect to the vessels of bestowal. What does it mean that at this stage Haman is revealed to us, and in the next stage we cease to discern him? Answer. If we strive to be above the level of Haman, we seemingly change our choices and attribute everything to the Creator. Question. But we start the work from being in the vessels of bestowal and then simply rise above Haman. Or does he change somehow on his own? Answer. Haman changes in this process. This is called help against him because he is the one who leads us to the goal. This is how we ascend into the vessels of bestowal. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 25, 2024. Writings of Rabash Purim, and the commandment, until he does not know. Good actions for the Creator. Question. What clarifications should we make in our desires to the Creator to build a connection with him? Answer. Set yourself up for those actions that bring you closer and closer to the Creator. You must always focus on him, and then everything will be right. Question. But we do not have the wisdom to deal with broken desires. What does it mean to take an example from the highest corrected stage to which we strive to ascend? Answer. The highest corrected level does only good to the Creator. So, at your level, choose and perform only good actions toward him. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 19, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. All the work is only where there are two ways, Part 2. The upper light does not turn us into robots. Question. What does it mean that we are currently at the level of Nefesh? Answer. Nefesh is the lowest level at which we can sense and transmit purely mechanically. At the next level, Ruach, we will have a greater transmission capacity, and then we will communicate with each other in a completely different way. Question. You said that Ruach, interconnection, is already at a spiritual level and on it we can feel differences. Are there any disagreements in spirituality? Answer. Of course, maybe you hold one opinion and your friend holds another. The upper light that descends upon us does not make robots out of us. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 17, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. Anyone who pleases the spirit of the people. The light of the Book of Zohar. Question. In order to feel what is embedded in the Book of Zohar, it is necessary to purify oneself from egoistic desires. Can we expose ourselves to its radiance before we come to such purity? Answer, yes we can. To the extent that we read the Book of Zohar with the right intention, we will be purified. And when we are purified to a certain degree, Then it will begin to shine on us, because the Zohar means radiance. Question. The book of Zohar gives a feeling of approaching the very source of the Torah and the commandments. How can this feeling be associated with the group? Answer, since you are moving forward with the group, you should try to connect with each other and, as an organized group, approach the inner quality of the Torah, the light. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson March 15, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam to understand the words of the Zohar. Is loneliness a gift from the Creator? Question. The vain hare wanted a fox to guard his house. He built a booth and invited a fox into it. Since then, the hare has not entered his house. The fox would not let him in. This is very similar to our lives. To our disadvantage, we choose all sorts of foxes to guard us, and then they drive us out of our house. They rob us and so on. And then we grieve that this is our fate. We chose them to guard the house. Why don't we, the hares, see that they are foxes? Answer, you desire these foxes and cannot resist them. You think your case will be better than others. Question, do you mean this fox will guard me? Answer, yes. Question, it says very interestingly, the vain hare wanted it. So is there something still wrong with me? Answer, the hare needs something more than he normally would. Question, to avoid choosing a certain fox, I must stop being vain. So if we work on ourselves a little, who would we choose? Answer, proud, simple solitude. Question, why did you bring up this loneliness and say, proud, simple solitude? Answer, because this is what we usually have. We are always alone both in this life and after this life. Question, despite having families and children? Answer, it does not matter. You are still within yourself. Question, then I ask you, as a Kabbalist, where is the Creator here? I am by myself, where is the Creator? Answer, this is what the Creator has prepared for you. Question, can this be considered a good thing, a gift? Answer, yes. You see happiness when you begin to feel that this whole world is in front of you and that you do not need it. Question, I do not need this world. What do I need? Answer, nothing, you have everything, everything that was and will be, and you do not need anything. Question, is this what you call solitude? Answer, this is what I call happiness. Question, that I do not need anything, I have everything? Answer, yes. Question, can we say that the Creator provided me with all this? Answer, yes, it is called connection with the Creator. Question, is this the state you call solitude? Answer, this is a state of solitude. But it is sweet, good, peaceful for you. Comment, we are used to dealing with loneliness. In England, even a minister of loneliness has been elected. The same is true in other lonely countries. My response, these are their problems. Comment, people are looking for some kind of contact. They do not even look, they are alone. For them, there is an organized search for contacts to connect them with others. My response, this is entirely unnecessary. Question, it is understandable for you that your internal dialogue with the Creator is this higher power. How about the ordinary person? Answer, an ordinary person needs it too. We need to teach this. Question, we received letters stating, I am lonely. How can I live in this loneliness? Answer, what do you want from others? Do you want something played out in front of you so that you have someone to cry to? You do not need any of this. Question, isn't this sad? Answer, not at all. Question, where is the joy in this? You even spoke about happiness just now. Answer, the joy and happiness is that I can exist with myself and do not need anyone else. Question, that is, you, in principle, are encouraging a person to find himself in this loneliness? Answer, a person is generally lonely. Question, is this a formula for you? Answer, yes, A person must exist within himself, and then he will be fine. He should not demand or expect anything from anyone. Question: must he live with the feeling that he already has everything he needs? Answer: exactly. Prepared in advance. His inner joy and his happiness. Comment: somehow, I am not very comfortable with this after all. We always talk about good connections and warm relationships with others. My response: if you rise to another level, it is completely different. You are already talking about a method for correcting the world. Comment: inner peace first. That is how it turns out. My response: peace in oneself. Comment: please connect these two worlds. My response: when you imagine a world where there is everything for everyone, no one needs anything, and everyone is satisfied only with what they have, you will have a really happy world. Question: so it does not consist of many, many solitudes? Answer: no, it consists of many happy people sitting in their little niche and feeling good. Above all, there is the Creator. Question: that is, he does not want any takeovers, anyone's apartments, and so on. He is happy where he is. It sounds right, but how do we come to this? Answer: all this is on a much higher level. But, in general, yes. Question: can you take it one level higher or explain this one more? Answer: we do not drag someone into a dark corner or a mouse hole. On the contrary, we want to straighten a person's head, shoulders, and mind. Question: is it correct to say that each one already has everything? Is this message correct? Answer: yes. Comment: that is, it is what you live for, you have everything. Happiness and joy. Answer: everything. Comment: and the Creator is with you. Answer: just discover him. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, January 15, 2024. Strive forward. Question: when we study in the Ten and strive for the light of the Zohar, at first, it feels like something is already happening, becoming clear, and then, there is a sudden shift in states, and it feels like the Klippot are controlling us again. Answer: this is always the case and will continue to be so. However, you are transitioning to a different level and then to another one, as if shifting gears in a car. The main thing is to remain calm and continue. Always strive forward. This striving will help you adhere to the Book of Zohar, to the lesson, and adhere to me. Then everything will work out. The Book of Zohar is for us, for our level. But to understand it, we must open our hearts. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 15, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam to understand the words of the Zohar. The Flood and the Saboteur. The Flood is corporeal torments, meaning torments of the body. Within it, meaning within the torments of the body, there is yet another saboteur who sabotages spirituality, Balha Sulam, Shemati 104, and the saboteur was sitting. Question: why did Balha Sulam clearly distinguish between the Flood and the saboteur within it? Why is this so important? Answer: because this is how it happens. There is a state called the Flood, and there is also the source of this Flood. You can call it the saboteur or you can call it the Creator, because everything comes from him. Question: can it be that the Flood is a temporary phenomenon, while the saboteur is a constant force that affects us based on certain circumstances? Answer: the Flood and the saboteur are practically the same. It is just that when we speak about it in general, it is called the Flood. But if something influences us individually, we call it the saboteur. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 12, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam and the saboteur was sitting. One within the other. Question: if the Torah and the Creator are one, why do we perceive them as opposites during the work? Answer, we do not perceive the Torah and the Creator as opposites, we perceive them as one within the other. When we talk about qualities, we refer to the Creator. When we talk about actions or what we want to achieve, we refer to the Torah, the light that influences us and brings us to the desired result. Question, how should we correctly organize work in the group during the study when we feel this light? How do we correctly bestow it back to the Creator? Answer, when we act among ourselves in the ten, try to come closer, unite, and hope to do so through our efforts as described in the articles about the group, then we begin to reveal the light within us, and in our unity, we try to direct it toward the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson March 13, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam. The Torah and the Creator are one.